The sons of Issachar Tola, Puah, Jashub, and Shimron, four in all. The sons of Tola, Uzi, Rephaiah, Jeriel, Jamai, Ibsam, and Shemuel. The heads of their families in the days of David, 22,600 descendants of Tola were numbered in their genealogies as mighty men of valor. The son of Uzi, Izrahiah, Michael, Obadiah, Joel, and Ishiah, all five of them were chiefs. In addition to them, according to their genealogy, they had 36,000 troops for battle, for they had many wives and children. Their kinsmen belonging to all the families of Issachar, who were mighty men of valor, totaled 87,000 as listed in their genealogies. The three sons of Benjamin, Bela, Becher, and Jediel, Esbon, Uzi, Uziel, Jerimoth, and Eri, heads of their families, five in all. There were 22,034 mighty men of valor listed in their genealogies. Zemira, Josh, Eliezer, Elionai, Omri, Jerimoth, Abijah, Anathoth, and Alameth.
All these were Becher's sons.
Their genealogies were recorded according to the heads of their families. 2,200 mighty men of valor. Bilhan, the sons of Bilhan, Jush, Benjamin, Ehud, Shinan, Azethan, Tarshish, and Ahishahar. All these sons of Jediel were heads of their families,
mighty men of valor.
There were 17,200 fit for battle.
The Shuppites and Huppites
were descendants of Ar,
and the Hushites were descendants of Ar.
Jaziel, Guni, Jezer, and Shalom, the descendants of Bilhah. The descendants of Manasseh through his Aramean concubine Asriel, as well as Machir, the father of Gilead. Machir took a wife from among the Huppites and Shuppites. The name of his sister was Maka. Another descendant was named Zelophehad, who had only daughters.
Machir's wife Maka gave birth to a son, and she named him Peresh. His brother was named Sheresh, and his sons were Ulam and Rechem.
Bidan,
these were the sons of Gilead, son of Machir,
the son of Manasseh.
His sister Hamolecheth gave birth to Ishah,
Abiezer,
and Mahla.
And these were the sons of Shemidah,
Ahiam, Shechem, Leki, and Daniam,
the descendants of Ephraim.
Shezelah gave a son, Tahath his son,
Elida his son,
Tahath his son,
Zabad his son,
and Shephelah his son.
Ezer and Eliab were killed by the natives of Gath, because they went down to steal their livestock. Their father Ephraim mourned for many days, and his relatives came to comfort him. And again he slept with his wife, and she conceived and gave birth to a son. So he named him Beriah, because tragedy had come upon his house. His daughter was Shira, who built Lower and Upper Beth Horon, as well as Uz and Shira. Additionally,
Rephah was his son, Resheph his son, Telah his son,
Taham his son,
Ladan his son,
Amihud his son,
Elishama his son,
Nan his son,
and Joshua his son.
Their holdings and settlements, including Bethel and its villages,
Naran to the east, Gezer
and its villages to the west,
and Shechem
and its villages as far as
Aiah
and its villages, and along the borders of Manasseh. Joseph, son of Israel, lived in these towns, the children of Asher.
Imnah, Ishva, Ishvi, Beriah, and their sister Sarah.
Heber, as well as Mount Sheol, who was the father of Birzeth. Heber was the father of Japhlet, Shomer, and Hophen, and of their sister Shua. Asach, Imhal, and Ashbaph, these were Japhet's sons.
Ahi, Rogah, Hobah, and Aram,
the sons of his brother Helam.
Zophah, Imnah, Shelesh, and Amal.
Sua, Harmi, Fashur, Beri,
Imrah,
Bezer, Hod, Shammah, Shushah, Ithram, and Beera. Jephthah, the Ispah, descendants of Asher,
heads of their families,
choice and mighty men of valor, and chiefs among the leaders. The number of men fit for battle, recorded in their genealogies, was 26.